And now this is a dictation for Veria, V as in Victor, E-R-I-A, Atkins, A-D-K-I-N-S, February 28-29, addressed as a letter to Jessica, J-E-S-S-I-C-A, Trip, T as in today, R-I-P-P, P-A, A33-916-2212. Dear Mrs. Tripp, follow-up for Mrs. Atkins, chronic kidney disease, diabetic nephropathy, hypertension, and small kidney, last visit in May. She is in the Upper Peninsula. We did a telemedicine in the company of daughter. She denies hospital admission. I did an extensive 14 review of system being negative. Uses a walker, no falling episode, no oxygen or CPAP machine, no changes in urination, cloudiness or blood, incontinence or nocturia, denies vomiting, diarrhea, bleeding, denies chest pain palpitation. Next paragraph, medication list review. I will highlight anticoagulation Eliquis and blood pressure HCTC, a low dose. Blood pressure at home, 113 over 76, 134.75, weight 163. Alert or intestine 3, normal speech, no respiratory distress. Symmetrical upper extremity movement. Next paragraph, chemistries, November, creatinine 1.5, which is baseline. Potassium in the low side, advice to increase potassium intake. A normal sodium, mild metabolic acidosis, present GFR 32, stage 3B. Normal calcium, albumin, phosphorus. Minor increase of PTH, 125. Malanemia 13.8, I would say normal, with a normal white blood cell platelet, MCV large at 100. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD stage 3B, stable over time, no progression, no symptoms, no dialysis. Next number, blood pressure well controlled, low dose of HCTC. Next number, low potassium from diuretics, increased potassium oral intake. Next number, anticoagulation without active bleeding. Next number, bilateral. Kidneys without obstruction, presence of bilateral stones, no urinary retention. Next number, prior left hip replacement, avoiding anti-inflammatory agents. We'll talk again in 6 months. All questions answered, end of dictation.